This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Praying that maybe original estimates of those we've lost were wrong. If so, it's going to be pretty wonderful. But it's way too early.
Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear says the death toll remains at 64 from the devastating tornadoes that hit the Midwestern U.S. state last Friday and early Saturday, but said the number is likely to rise, with final totals perhaps not to be known for weeks. Speaking to reporters from the state capitol in Frankfort, the governor began a Monday briefing by saying, "I know, like the folks in Western Kentucky, I'm not doing so well today." He said officials are responding to the worst tornado event in the history of the state, which was hit by at least four tornadoes, one of which stayed on the ground for at least 321 kilometers in the western part of Kentucky. Autumn Kirks lost her boyfriend over the weekend.
I mean, we were running the lines. Everything was going good, and then the sirens went off, and we barely had time to get everybody back to the hallways before it hit. I mean, there was no time at all.
President Joe Biden will be traveling to the devastated states. He spoke with reporters this morning.
We've already approved an emergency declaration and a major disaster declaration for Kentucky. I spoke with the governor several times thus far, and this gives me the tools to provide everything that we can. In the federal, from the federal level, from expert search rescue teams to immediate and longer term help with flooding and clean up a whole range of things. And I stand ready to do the same for the governor's vote today. As a matter of fact, I'm about to sign an emergency request from Illinois.
This is VOA News. On Monday, China condemned those U.S. sanctions against Chinese officials and entities for the alleged repression of Uyghurs and other ethnic minorities in its far western Xinjiang region. The U.S. issued financial sanctions and visa bans on former and current government officials and entities in nine countries on Friday, including China, Myanmar, and Russia, as part of coordinated actions with Canada and the U.K. to coincide with International Human Rights Day. In Beijing, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said such retrogressive practice by the U.S. will not undermine the overall situation of Xinjiang's development or stop China's progress. Britain has recorded its first death from the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced the death on Monday, the day after he warned during a nationally televised speech that Britain was facing a tidal wave of new infections from Omicron. Johnson announced his government was launching a campaign to get everyone in the country a third shot of the COVID-19 vaccine by New Year's Eve, accelerating his previous deadline by a full month. French President Emmanuel Macron traveled to Hungary's capital on Monday for talks with the leaders of the European Union's eastern member nations, discussions likely to highlight political rifts over the scope of the EU's authority and the bloc's future course. Macron had a bilateral meeting in Budapest with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, a right-wing populist who has challenged the EU's values and its jurisdiction over the affairs of the 27 member nations. At a joint news conference with Orban, Macron said that there were political disagreements, but we have the will to work together for this Europe and will be loyal partners. As to Orban, he said, "We will surely agree on three things. The first is that we both love our countries. The second is that we're both working to strengthen Europe. And I think we will agree that Europe needs strategic autonomy." For more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Tesla chief executive officer Elon Musk was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2021, a year that saw his electric car company become the most valuable car maker in the world, and his rocket company soared to the edge of space with an all-civilian crew. Musk is also the founder and CEO of SpaceX and leads brain chip startup Neuralink and infrastructure firm The Boring Company. Tesla's market value soared to more than $1 trillion this year, making it more valuable than Ford Motor and General Motors combined. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.